Business leaders in Arizona say the K-12 public school system here isn't necessarily a selling point for Arizona when wooing new businesses to the state. But officials are hoping a new partnership could make Arizona's community colleges catch the eye of prospective companies. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Kerry Young has more.
We're going to put a program stop, which is a... Anybody?
In the Industrial Technology Lab at Gateway Community College in Midtown Phoenix, teacher Jason Jenkins is explaining the finer points of how to write commands for what's known in the manufacturing world as a CNC machine.
At this Z.1 and a block right, and then
CNC machines are used to create custom tools, like the hammer these students are making today, out of materials like plastic and various metals.
There you go. Perfect.
While Jenkins has been working and more recently teaching in the industry for the better part of 6 years, he says the technology is constantly changing, which means the faculty at Gateway are also updating their curriculum about once a year. But soon, that decision about when and how to update class material will be made by more than just the faculty at this community college.
So this is a higher level gathering of folks.
Daniel Barajas is the director of workforce development for the Maricopa County Community College District. He says thanks to a new agreement known as the Arizona Advanced Technologies Corridor Project, the college system, which includes Gateway, will now be sharing and developing curriculum with Pima Community College in Tucson and Central Arizona College in Coolidge for its manufacturing and technology-related classes.
At the end of the day, if things were to work right, and we believe they will, the student coming out of Mesa Community College or Central or Pima, the employer anyway, will not feel that difference. They'll see consistency, same types of credentialing.
In addition to the schools, area manufacturers will also have a chance to influence class material during regular listening sessions to discuss specific skill and certification needs. The first one is scheduled for next month, and Mark Gaspers, a spokesperson with Boeing, says his company is planning on going because many of the positions at its plant in Mesa require specialized skills, like this one, cutting wire bundles for aircraft like the Apache helicopter.
You know, we like to think of the individuals in the Center of Excellence for Wiring and in Apache production as if they were a surgeon.
I often say education, by its very nature, moves like a battleship. It's big, it's strong, it's going to be there for a long time, but it doesn't maneuver particularly nimbly, right? Business is different.
Trevor Stokes is the workforce program manager for Arizona's Office of Economic Opportunity, and this project is his baby. He says in addition to hopefully speeding up the adaptive pace of Arizona's higher education, Stokes says the goal is to grow the state's skilled workforce because, more than anything, he says, companies considering moving to the state want to know they'll have a reliable supply of workers.
We heard anecdotally that the problem they have is not in finding engineers, and it's not in those highest skilled positions as much as it was the technicians. They say, I need production associates, and I need engineering technicians, and those middle skilled occupations that I need so many more of.
Stokes says the program is still in its infancy. After meeting with local industry leaders, the three community colleges will then study their own material to figure out where they overlap and where there are gaps. Kerry Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.